Hello and welcome to the introduction of this forgotten scripture. It is a commencing ebook audio show whose episodes will be published monthly from mid-July 2025 onwards. The video version will then follow afterwards. It is a sealed and hidden word in the Gospel of Jesus, whose revelation would not have come to the world any earlier than now. Our God has created a new thing. This new and fresh disclosure, forgotten scripture, is the world's only true, rare, and believable interpretation of the Gospel of Jesus. It reveals the true meaning of the Word of God. It is the light for the nations, which the Spirit has revealed to me, so that all people in the world may see and get enlightened. It is the witness to the Word of God and the Word of Jesus in Luke 21:15, which says, and I quote, "I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to contradict," end of quote. And I add, saying, surely nobody has and none ever will. For many have set it aside only to remain silent for months, for lack of any challenge against it for truth. My duty and obligation, my duty appointed, is to apply this wisdom of Jesus to convince the world to believe that I have received new light of truth by the authority of Jesus Christ. To prove to the world that I have received wisdom and understanding from Jesus, which no one else understands and which no man can ably curb or shut and dismiss as false. My obligation due is to give testimony of the light that has shone upon me in life, to declare to the world that in this football match, for example, nobody scores a goal through a drop ball or a free kick or a corner kick or a spot kick, a throw in, except by tapping the cross ball from Jesus. Without this cross, nobody scores a goal here. The goal getter. I have tapped in the cross after 90 minutes of play with 3 minutes of added time remaining, and yes, it's all over. 1-0. The world has narrowly lost it in tears. And behold, I arise, for new light has shone upon me, and this victory of Jesus in the world. But who am I, and what is my role in the world? I am a preserved speaker and writer of God's word, a man of no influence in the world today, but soon will fill it all with this light. No title is attached to me in the world other than being a reserved creator of God's music tones, allegories, and poems. But sometimes I draw. Soon I'll be entitled to many crowns compressed together, then magnified round about. Whoa! You shall bear me witnesses. I come to correct the world in its belief that the next big thing coming soon in the world is the return of Jesus. I declare that it is not, and declare further that the word Jesus won't come to the world now until the world has witnessed and seen the Prince, the Spirit of Truth, promised by Jesus himself to the whole world. This is the big real-time thing in this world now. Blessed is he who has already prepared the way for the Messiah, for it will be lighter for him to tap the cross and score a goal. Cursed is the one who keeps thinking that there are some things that God cannot do and some people he cannot choose for his own glory. The true vine. The first grape of a true vine is sweet, but among its branches are sour grapes. The Lord chose me a branch from the sour grapes, so that through my testimony the whole world may throw away sour fruits and test sweet spiritual fruits today. No wonder my surname, Matunda, in Kiswahili translates to mean fruits. I disclose further that these are no ordinary fruits, but fruits of heaven, an extended life through Jesus. Here at home, they say, "Viva Matunda," to mean just that, everlasting fruits. And the Spirit said, His name shall be called Vivian Matuda. Get this clearly, and judge me not. I am not holier than thou, but truly the Lord chose me because of my scarlet sins, all of which he has washed away white in a flash, swearing that as long as he lives, his eye shall see no more. Let me give a brief self-account, and this is no joke. I'm the very lucky spiritual winner of the global grand prize, the 7 crowns of Jesus Christ, embedded in the square of the 12 stones of Israel, held together by the very Star of David, and whose 3 arms are the golden seal in the heart of Daniel the prophet. The World Race for Glory. This race for this award began soon after the resurrection of Jesus and ended in the year 2021. The award was eligible to persons of all ages living in the world after the commencement period of this promise by Jesus to whoever it will be in the world who will conquer it in his name when the time comes. The time has come, and I am he who has conquered it in the name of Jesus. The crown of the 7 angels that are in Asia is mine. To get this glorious honor, golden award of highest honor promised man by the Spirit, you needed not be any special in any way, ratio, color, age, gender, type of knowledge, or profession, but rather one condition: you must be the one chosen man of Jesus among all the world population. The glorious reward. This reward carries the promised power of a king and authority to speak a word directly from the mouth of God. Revelation 3, verse 12, and I quote, "The one who conquers, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. Never shall he go out of it, and I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down from my God out of heaven, and my own new name," end of quote. The prize is single and has no runner-up. The winner takes it all. He will take God's hidden name of the city from Jesus and declare it to the world, the new Jerusalem in Kenya. John 16, verse 14. "No one else understands except himself. This is the golden rule in the endurance and patience and trial and love, mercy, forgiveness, pain, and perseverance to get to the top where no man can bring you down. You rule with the wisdom of the word of God as God's chosen king of the universe, for God's hand rests upon you." And the Lord said, "Even as I myself have received authority from the Father, so also shall he receive the same authority. I am he, according to the truth of Jesus and his Spirit. I am the one whose story is already written in the gospel of Jesus. The word that I record today will remain in the memory of men for generations and generations. I took the instruction of Jesus, and he made me a new foundation to conquer the entire world, which I have." 2 parties. Only 2 parties know this truth: the one who gives it and the one who receives it. Authority. But nobody else either knows it or understands it. Now the one who has given it has sent the receiver to arise and declare to the world that he has received it from the giver. This secret was sealed to the world there before, and it is happening in the world now. Watch. In the chapters ahead, I will walk you through Revelation chapters 2 and 3 to gather more evidence concerning this world-shocking claim and remark by a simple one, quite unknown even in its own village, and leave the nation alone. My coming in. My birth was held up to God and delayed for 3 years, but was timely and purposed to spiritually impact on this wicked and dark generation of our technology, the AI, the artificial intelligence, which performs wonders under the sun, enough to grieve God to his heart, as he was grieved in the beginning in Genesis 6, 5-6. I will prove to you this claim of a 3-year delay in heaven. I only came in after man had shed so much blood, which God wanted to end. So he used me as a sign to bring an end to bloodbath and as a sign of freedom in the whole land. And not just this land, but also the wider spread, only God knows how far. I truly testify that in 1959, 4 years before my entry into God's chosen family of Thomas, my grandfather, of the Luhya tribe in the house of Tiriki of Ikemosi, a much feared and dreaded people on the land, a strange thing happened that day at noon. Satan is in our midst. Satan entered into a man who literally came into our homestead, wielding a sharp sword in his hand, and in a pool of blood, he left behind 7 of our family members dead. Among them were 3 little angels at Sikongo village, Shavringa sublocation, Hamisi. The killer was later executed by a hangman to death after conviction of a magistrate's court sitting at Majengo in Vihiga. Mistakenly, Satan thought that he was wiping out the young prince, for previously he had appeared before God to make his request, but God's own timing saved me. God kept me for 3 years waiting and granted Satan his request to wipe out the innocent 7 present, whose blood the Lord comes to avenge. In a similar event, God saved young Jesus from King Herod's sword. In the Holy Bible, this story is explained in spiritual depth, and a full chapter 12 is dedicated to this in the Revelation of John. So, from the beginning, God hid it, and going towards the end, he reveals it. But there's a question. If John saw through the open that this was a wonder in heaven, shall not the wicked world be amazed about it and fear God? The Spirit asks. The Lord's anger. This explains why my spiritual robe is covered in blood all over, so that God may avenge in anger the innocent blood of his fallen saints. Thomas the Archer. Later, Thomas and his family separated themselves from the rest of his people, and God found for him the promised land in the Rift Valley of Nandi County. But my father, Joshua, the firstborn, and brother of Reuben, the priest, went further with his surviving family into the Uasin-Gishu County at Eldoret, my birthplace, to settle and work there. God's iron order. Then in 1963, after 12 years of bloody struggle, the British colonists finally surrendered to pave way for freedom in Kenya, my motherland. For God had set up a sign in the young nation, the birth of a child whom no one knew that he was the prince from God. So God empowered the British queen and her people that they should rule Kenya with a rod of iron for 12 years. And when the 12 years elapsed, God commanded the queen in her night dream, saying, and I quote, "Before this year ends, 1963, set my people free," end of quote. This powerful order of God disturbed the Queen of England that for 7 days she lost her sleep. Just as the King Nebuchadnezzar was in his days of his dream, so disturbing was the order that even Pharaoh wouldn't have hesitated to free them. It took 8 months after this order, and on the 12th day of the 12th month, 1963, Kenya was officially set free from the British rule, leaving behind a state constitution by which Kenya should be governed. Birth of the Prince of War. Therefore, freedom wasn't coming to Kenya except by the birth of a despised true prince revealed by the Spirit of Jesus, now saying, and I quote, "The 12 mornings and the 12 evenings that you saw are the 12 crowns of Israel placed upon my head. I was thirsty, and you denied me the water of this land to drink, yet I dug the well alone. Therefore, after 62 years, you shall no more drink of the water," end of quote. And in the year of my first anniversary birthday, 1964, it pleased God that the mayor of the city should set up a memorial altar in Eldoret for the new thing that God had brought there. the birth of a champion of God's word. The name of the city was then called Six-Four, which is 64 miles from there, Sisibo, the home of champions. But when I turned 40 of age, I departed from the city, and the Spirit of the Lord took me coastward to Mombasa, which I compare to the Sea of Galilee. 3 years later, 2007, I was in the deep south of Kwale. The Lord spoke to me there, and I proclaimed, saying, and I quote, "Eldoret, Eldoret, how often should I call upon you to prepare my way, yet you wouldn't hear? This is my sign coming from the coastlands, this far, for you to see, lest God's anger ignite upon you there before this year ends." End of quote. And in the 12th month of that year, 2007, God's anger kindled upon Eldoret, and the whole nation went into flames. Pains of panic hit her very belly, terrifying all her children, and the entire world paid attention because Kenya had fallen down before the God of Israel. And in 2008 and 2010, men in Kenya feared God a little while. The vision of Thomas. So the place Nandi, where Thomas, my grandfather, lived and was buried, was called the Source of Champions to this very day, because it was there that God spoke to the Nandi spiritual leader and champion, Koitalel Arap Samoei, concerning the coming of the British settlers. It was also from there that God later spoke to Thomas, grandpa, in a vision concerning the coming of the champion of God's vision, the Prince. The world record of God. From these two regions and their neighborhoods, the entire world breathes and gets its running power. And today, the world's marathon business remains alive, running with oxygen because of what God planted on this land. The World's Athletic Federation reserves its testimony concerning this truth. Nevertheless, whoever doubts this truth should consult the latest report. A true record of God during the 50th Prefontaine Classic, Hayward Field, on July 5, 2025. The results which saw two world records broken ask the believer by Touch Thomas this question. From which region of the nation did God seek these two? Kenya's lost war. But how is blessed Kenya faring on at home today, July 2025, mid-year into the 62nd year after her freedom? Take this number, 62. It marks the end period given to Kenya to stop drinking the water from the well of God that is there. Now refer to God's word in Daniel 9:25 to get God's meaning of 62, which is also covered in depth in this forgotten scripture. The truth is that she, Kenya, is struggling to calm the anger from young members of this last generation called Gen Z. Her own grandchildren, a massive AI crowd, born from her own womb, and knowledge therein is promised. Demolitions and destruction therein are decreed. So why is this so? Because Kenya does not know that the God of Israel, who chose her, is angry about her and jealous of her. This is because of her own deeds, that her priests and her rulers, also called leaders, refused to obey the word of God that is sent to them through the mouth of a non-priest, a simple man from the streets, to command them to rebuild the house of the Lord or lose the nation's peace. But instead, they rejected it and interpreted the word to suit their own needs, opting that rather the nation loses its peace. She does not know that the terrible God had already purposed to punish her. Therefore, God is stirring the hearts of Kenya's own children to turn against her, as the Lord did to Judah. But faithful Cyrus believed him and kept the record of the report in Ezra 1:5, quote, "Then rose up the heads of the fathers' houses of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, everyone whose spirit God had stirred up to go up to rebuild the house of the Lord that is in Jerusalem." And in 2 Chronicles 36:25 states, "Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout the whole kingdom and also put it in writing. End of quote. So how is this directly related to Kenya? Unlike King Cyrus, who made a solemn declaration to obey the word of Jeremiah, the prophet of God in Judah, the rulers in Kenya and her priests, being of little faith and bedded faith, rejected the true report of God's warning, given by the mouth of the anointed one, their own son. Therefore, with this own mouth, he cast them by the authority of Jesus for blocking the will of God so that his name should not be glorified in the whole world. For they asked among themselves, saying, wouldn't God have chosen us? The one who chose us, wouldn't he have commanded us directly concerning this matter instead of choosing a simple one to command us? End of quote. God declares war on Kenya. And the Lord vowed, quote, they have chosen war with me until they receive my word given to them. The curse spoken to them still rests upon them from my servant, whom they well know. And until they seek his wisdom, all their sittings and assemblies and committee meetings are a waste of their repentance time. My hand will overthrow them and scatter them in violence, and I will judge all men, each one of them, according to their deeds, and none will escape my hand. They will not enter my sanctuary unless they repent in my truth. End of quote. Exhibit in court. An extract of the said rejected report is displayed herein ahead. This will be to confirm the word, the popular teaching of Jesus Christ, that says, the very word of God that the rulers rejected has become the law in their judgment. End of quote. This forgotten scripture discloses further that Kenya is indeed that nation with God's sign and wonder planted in time for this very generation. Therefore, if you are like Thomas, my grandfather, who initially doubted God's promise, then know that God confirmed the truth to him by planting a branch of Jesus, a tiny seed, in his own loins. He later touched it and believed it. And before his death in 1979, he took me, a boy of 16, together with my elder brother, Francis, whom I follow. Then he held my hand and proclaimed, saying, and I quote, you, in whom my name remains as a memory in God's mind, will avenge all the innocent blood that the devil shed in our family, and will extend this justice further into the whole world. The Lord vowed to me before you came to us that through your hand, no member of this family will ever shed blood again, forever. Believe in your Father's God, who found us this blessed home here. Have no mercy upon the wicked, for the Lord will guide you to rule even in the whole world. End of quote. This secret wonder happened in Kenya and is about to be revealed and magnified worldwide. This very Thomas, God crowned to become the first man to learn how to read and write among his own root and people, the marginalized ancient Tiriki of Kenya. And to my brother Francis, now a retired teacher, Grandpa said, and I quote, and you are and will be the witness to the world concerning what I have spoken to your little brother. Keep this secret to yourself and always protect him. May the Lord extend your life to the end and give testimony to the world so that God may be glorified in all nations because of this day. When you are fully grown up, God will send you a sign. Do not tarry, believe it, for you have heard it from me, your grandfather. Remember this word, you are your brother's father, for the name by which you are called is my father's, and your little brother's is mine. End of quote. Compare, contrast Israel and Kenya. Kenya, Israel, and their people have many similarities linked to the God of Israel. Two of these vividly stand out. One is the stiff neck that praises God, but cannot nod to obey his voice. And two is the hard head that remembers God, but forgets the day of his salvation. As I speak now concerning these two, his right hand remains stretched out still. Likewise, there are extreme contrasts between the Jew in Jerusalem and the Gentile in Zion. When comes the time for the Jew to exit and enter the Gentile? It was trouble for Jesus to announce this to scribes and Pharisees when he said, and I quote, "The kingdom of God will be taken away from you and be given to another nation that produces the fruit in the right season," end of quote. These fruits are ripe in the world and are ready to be eaten, the very purpose for which I am here to feed you. The Jerusalem overthrow. In his entry into the city of David, Jesus was so upset with Jerusalem of the Jews that he overthrew it and took away its glory, giving it to Zion, the city of Jacob, among Gentiles, the new Jerusalem, to rule the world of God. Read about the curses of Jesus to scribes and Pharisees who were in Jerusalem in Matthew chapter 13, verse 35 to 39. In verses 36 to 39, he declares, and I quote, "Truly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not? See, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" End of quote. Let me interpret this. You Jews in this generation will not enter the kingdom of God unless you accept a king from among the Gentiles to rule over you. End of quote. In Matthew 21:5, Jesus declares to Zion the center of global rule in this generation. Thus, quote, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." End of quote. Forgotten scripture reveals the Lord was not referring to himself, but was showing a sign concerning the one coming ahead in the world, but behind him, that is, the king whose name is faithful and true. The true branch of Jesus that abides in Christ and Christ in him. The fallen leaf from the fig tree. His name is called Word of God. This confirms that he is a Messiah sent by God and is the least one amongst men. Call him God's own plant, held up in heaven with a tiny branch that produces much fruit to feed the whole world. By God, he is humbled and simplified. He is unbelievably the beast of burden, despised, tired, and overworked. He is a wonder in the world. God's prepared man is he. His preserved arrow is he. The promise of Jesus. He carries a concealed word, the hidden manna in the tent of the tabernacle of God. He represents two in one, Jacob, the rejected stone, and Israel, the tested one. He is the servant of the nation who works in the winepress department. His duty is to write the dictation for God's mouth. He decodes the secret of Daniel. He carries with him some tools, a sharpened sword, a rod of iron, and a small book with which he ignites a fire. He looks dramatic and overloaded in mind and can often afford a smile. He is God's chosen king among all nations, among all kingdoms of men, which God rules. He has power to eat of the fruit of life. He stands on earth as God's pillar. If he curses, it becomes, and by him are all men blessed. He is trained by the deeds of his own people in Zion, say Kenya, the new Jerusalem, at the gate, from where he begins his work. God calls to action. Now the Lord has called me to take a rest after I had become overloaded with weight. Take up my word spoken of Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, for your rest. This is the word in Isaiah 22:20-25, and I quote, "In that day I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with your robe, and will bind your sash on him, and will commit your authority to his hand, and he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah, and I will place on him his shoulder the key of the house of David. He shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open, and I will fasten him like a peg in a secure place, and he will become the throne of honor in his father's house, and they will hang on him the whole honor of his father's house, the offspring and issue, every small vessel, from the cups to all the flagons. In that day, declares the Lord of hosts, the peg that was fastened in a secure place will give way, and it will be cut off and fall, and the Lord that was on it will be cut off, for the Lord has spoken." End of quote. And the prince says, "I have opened. Who else can shut this?" This forgotten scripture reveals that the scribes and Pharisees are the present-day priests and politicians united together in covenant by lawyers. According to Jesus, their judgment and overthrow is here with us, 2025 and beyond. Let the laden and the oppressed shout out and say, "The God of Israel had purposed to overthrow and judge the ruler of the world with all his team today, and it is happening now. We now feel the rest. Amen." Daniel's hidden word. So how is this happening? Only God knows. And Jesus has this revelation to the world. Here is a quote from Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. And I quote, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." End of quote. Therefore, I, the king, say that this to and fro movement of the people begins to build up after the seventh month of 2025 onwards. It is called the sea to sea search for the knowledge of God. For the word has been there, but its knowledge was made scarce, so that it increases at its appointed time, when God shows off his strength and majesty and power and strength to the nations, and is most glorified in the world. Verily, verily, I say to you, the Indian Ocean coast of Eastern Africa is both the Tigris and the Galilee of both the preserved entry and the exit seaport. Watch. Verse 12 of Daniel 12 states, I quote, "But you go your way till the end, and you shall rest, and you shall stand in your allotted place at the end of days." End of quote. This forgotten scripture recognizes the standing of Daniel as the standing of the then fallen or now resting truth in the world. This means that now is the rising of the spirit of truth, sealed in the word given only to Daniel. The land of its rising was already allotted by Christ, and the Son of Man, in whom the Spirit rises, is already anointed one and is the anointed one of God. Daniel verse 9, chapter 9, verse 25, read below. This is the end of episode 1. Thank you for listening. In the next episode, August 2025, the rising of God's Spirit. Bye.